Challenge accepted.
All right, welcome to our fifth episode of Video Content Challenge, where the question is, how do you get to 7? How do we get people on a digital platform? Number one, how do we get them to watch a video that is a random video when they're scrolling through their feed? What's going to be the thumb stopper? What's going to make them stop and go, what's this? And then two, they're not going to watch the most incredible piece of random video content from somebody they don't know more than twice. If it's really good, you'll get them twice. You're not going to get them 3 times. And we know if you're listening to this podcast, so before we get started in this episode, send your song. We need an artist song, not a song demo. If you're a song demo, awesome, but we need that track. We need the track that is going to be on Spotify and Amazon and Apple Music, the finished track. Send that in with the lyrics to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com. Put VCC or Video Content Challenge in the subject line. And what we do is we sit around and try to cook up a multitude of different ideas for video content. And unlike the Song Title Challenge, which is where this kind of thing springboarded from, where we got to cook up 6 or 7 different ideas and settle on one, it just occurs to me that with the Video Content Challenge, we want to cook up as many ideas as we can, and we're going to use them all in a different way, okay? And for different uses of promotional, it's going to manifest itself in the form of promotional content. But the idea is the same hook, different video content. That's how we Trojan horse that hook inside the mind of the consumer. So, of course, I'm always joined here in this new sort of pullout series by my co-host, Mr. Brent Baxter. Brent, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's good to be here on a rare night video shoot.
And we also got a Daredevil artist, an artist that we've been working with that I'm really proud to have on our show. I think the first time I might have had a Daredevil artist on the show. Is that right? It might be the first time.
I bet it is.
But Mr. Matt Bailey. Matt, welcome to Video Content Challenge.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
So, man, some quick background on Matt Bailey. Matt Bailey is, well, he's just about to release a brand new EP. He started working with Daredevil Production. Matt Bailey is a former major label artist. He was a Sony artist when he was 21 years old. Matt Bailey's uncles, you might have heard of them, Johnny and Donnie Van Zant. That's Lynyrd Skynyrd and 38 Special, people, okay? So Matt Bailey is an artist that came, just rocketed right into major label, Planet Major Label, right, at the age of 21, and was still, and we talked about this before the show, not his true authentic self, and had to go through a bunch of life to get there, and part of that going through life included losing his major label deal. And now we're making a comeback here, and we have a song. Song's called One Whiskey Away. I was very fortunate and honored to be asked to direct the video for this, and we directed the music video, and we directed the lyric video. The song is, we're going to play it here in a second, but the song is about the artist sitting in a bar, opens up a tab, and a beautiful girl walks in. It's the kind of beauty that the artist just immediately gets nervous, like, falls off his bench, like, bar stool, like, what is that? Like, oh, my God.
We
did that in the video. That's right. And it worked out really good. It could have gone either way. Could have gone campy. Could have gone cool. We made it look cool. But the whole idea is that the artist wants to get over there, ask her for her name, ask her for her phone number, and begin to engage with this woman, but needs to build up a little courage. And so I'm one whiskey away from going over to ask her. So another point to this video content challenge, which I think is important that we're exercising right now, is this isn't just about what the music video is going to be about. Because guess what? Music video is already done. Mm-hmm. Already directed it. Already shot. It's going to drop on the Country Network. Matt, is that right? On the 13th, right? On Monday?
That's right.
And then the song itself is going to drop on the 17th, which is the following Friday. So yep. Here we have the music video is already done, and we shot like a conceptual piece about the lyrics, and it worked out really well. We shot the lyric video. We shot content to go behind the lyric video, which was the opening line is that the, you know, the girls are walking in with a six pack of friends, right? That's the lyric. And so it's a squad of girls with the beautiful one that is affecting the artist out front. That's what we shot in the music video. The way we shot the lyric video was, what about the prequel to the music video? Like, what do girls do when they're getting ready to go out? You know, what happens? All three of us are males, and we have no freaking clue what happens there. And so had the help of some amazing Daredevil interns who weighed in that were like, here's what happens. Before they're pre-gaming, they're going to do this. They're going to put on Jones makeup, try on clothes, and have some cocktails, listen to some music. And obviously one girl in that group is going to be having a problem with the man. So we shot texting back and forth, and they're going to be supporting her. And so we tried to shoot that story for the lyric video. So here's a unique situation, gentlemen. We have got a boatload of content that's already shot, but we need more content than that, okay?
Start a tab and leave it open. Act like I don't even notice you walking in with a six-pack of friends. Kind of pretty, make a man nervous. Might take a little bit of liquid courage, something hundred proof to take a shot at you. I'm just one whiskey away from asking, hey, what's your name? Taking you by the hand and two-stepping, could never see you shoot me away. You got me starting to think I don't know how to dance. That you might be hard to handle, getting less afraid with every shot I take. I'm just one whiskey away from asking, hey, what's your name? Taking you by the hand and two-stepping, could never see you shoot me away. You got me starting to think I don't know how to dance or even know what to say.
As I told you, he's the nephew of Ronnie and Donnie Van Zandt. He's already had a major label deal. There's some ups and downs with that. There's some life struggles, some stuff that he's gone through. There's a period of time when he just completely left the music industry and then was called back to it. You were saved in this time.
Yeah.
You hit rock bottom in some really nasty life stuff. And for the record, what did God tell you? Like, what happened? Just share that with everybody. And what happened after that?
Without getting into too many details, I was, got to the point where I was going to take my own life. And I was sitting on the floor and I wanted to take my life. And I heard a voice come over me that said, get up. You're not going to die. You're not going to die like this, you know, and get up. And that's what I did. And it kind of, the next day was something incredible. And every day after that. So it just became.
Turned your life around.
It did, 100%, yeah.
Awesome. So amen. We shot, yeah, amen. And we shot this interview with all the details. That's why we don't want to give them out now, because there's details in there. And there's a lot of nuance to this, guys. Like, some of you are going to be thinking this or thinking that. Well, you don't know the story. And you know what? You're not going to find out the story until you watch the content, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now. But we shot interviews with that we can multi-purpose for promotional content. Because the bottom line is, on the digital platform, people are going to connect with the artist before they connect with the song. They're not going to hear the song enough unless they connect with the artist, or at least, at the very least, the artist's content, which, in my opinion, should be have a lot to do with the artist and involve the artist a lot. Not always, certainly not all the time, but a lot, right? So here's some pieces of content that we've done. So we can multipurpose the interview content with the visual of the interview with the camera and the lights on you telling the story with the music in the background. And we're going to have people that have been through struggles in their life start to relate to that, right? And they're going to start to relate to, man, if they like Lynyrd Skynyrd, if they like 38 Special and that whole sort of real, that's real genuine music, man. That's authentic. These, both 38 Special and Lynyrd Skynyrd, genres aside, are authentic artists. I don't think anybody's going to argue that. You know, they're going to be like, these are real freaking artists, right? That we love in America. So that part, like the DNA there that you have, the pedigree that you have, that's in there. And that's in these interviews that we can use to help promote this song and to promote the subsequent songs that come out on this EP. Also, you've got some struggles that you overcame. I think there's a lot of people that are trying to overcome struggles, and they're going to relate to that. We've got that on interview. So we can have video footage in the background with you narrating while that hook is playing, because we want that hook to be playing. We can have visuals of you doing the interview so that the narration is, you know, synced up with what's coming out of your mouth because you said it, and then have that hook underneath. Now, everybody knows I'm no stranger to a cocktail. In fact, this is one of the very few occasions where Brent and I are recording at night, because we're stacking up shows before we go to Denmark. And lately, I have been like hell-bent on smoked old fashions, and I have my own damn kit at home. I'll tell you that right now. So I'm at my girlfriend's house, and we are making, she didn't drink them. I'm making a cocktail and I'm smoking it. I thought, it hits me like me preaching my own thing, right? My living my own, like practicing what I preach. Like, this is a video for this song, One Whiskey Away. Like, because you use like, it's a smoker thing where you put like these wood chips in and it sits on top of the glass, and you have a kitchen blowtorch that you would use for creme brulee or something like that, you know, to cook that. Well, I'm firing this, and just in slow motion, the embers that fly up and the fire is just, I don't care who you are, it's fascinating to look at. That's a thumb stopper, right? Mm-hmm. So that's going to make me stop.
Yeah.
So I sent that to you because I remember I was like, dude, check this out. I sent it to you too, Brent. I'm like, dude, check this out. This is going to be great. Yeah, and I synced it to the hook. And I did this like literally with my iPhone. So it was a haphazard kind of job just because I put it together real quick. So I'm going to shoot that better. And then we haven't even gotten to the creative part yet, guys. I'm just explaining what we've already done. And this should say something to you that we're still not done with the content that we need to promote this song, okay? So then one of my interns was like, hey, Johnny, you know, on TikTok, they got like a boatload of whiskey cocktail recipes that are like a video format, and check that out. You know, like, what if we did something like that? So immediately I'm like, I need the recipe for every whiskey cocktail that ever existed. Everybody disperse and come back with recipes, and then we'll shoot those. And we can make that cocktail in 30 seconds and put the hook behind it. So there we are. That's what we've already concocted and or shot. Most of it we've even already shot. Okay. Now, what else can we do? We've got a lot going on here. There's a lot to this artist, which is very brand specific. Where do we go from here? Like, now we're talking about 30 second pieces of content that's going to make me stop streaming or stop zipping through my feed. What's the thumb stopper? What's the content? What does it say? One whiskey away. Where are we at?
So you're talking to a girl, right? And you've been drinking and all of a sudden it comes over and you got to pee really, really bad, right? And so you know you're going to order another drink. You're just one more beer away from having to go take a piss. And as soon as you leave that conversation, you're losing her. You're done. So yeah. Then you're at the crossroads. Do we try to get out of here? What do I do? Because if I leave, she's gone. So there's that. You know, do I take a piss?
That's when liver damage and kidney damage are all working against you.
That's right.
My liver and my kidney are conspiring.
I did a road trip for Labor Day weekend. I drove back and there was a moment where I wasn't drinking alcohol while I was driving, obviously, but I had like a load of coffee in the morning before we left and then hadn't broken the seal until after we went to shop for some fast food on the way and I had a Coca-Cola, but like literally the moment I have to go, the worst I have to go, car accident, we're stuck in traffic. And like, you know, that moment where you're just like trying to figure out like, okay, is it going to get bad enough where I'm just going to run behind that tree? Because we're not moving in traffic. I mean, you go through all the stuff in your head. Like, could that be a pop-up video or something where you're like, one whiskey away?
That's where the Gatorade bottle comes in handy.
Now we're on a track here. What else can we do?
Well, this is not that, but I pulled up some whiskey quotes because I'm a fan of trying like the quote cards with part of the chorus playing over it. I pulled up some whiskey quotes and there were a couple funny ones. I thought, okay, you know, you do those, like you've seen those memes or whatever of like, you'll see the quote of like an old timey guy talking or whatever. And you have a quote. And so you could do one of these things like Robert Black, whoever he is, says, "It is true that whiskey improves with age. The older I get, the more I like it." Or, "Courage is a vitamin best swallowed with whiskey."
There you go. There we go.
Yeah. I mean, there are a bunch of them. If you just Google them, you're one Google away. "Courage is a vitamin best swallowed with whiskey." "My favorite drink is a cocktail of carrot juice and whiskey. I'm always drunk, but I can see for miles." So,
that is freaking brilliant because I can see these as like memes that are animated with the lyrics just popping up, like the quote popping up word by word with a hook in the background, you know, bink, 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 bink. And you wait because now you know that you're in for a punchline. And so you're waiting and then there it is. Like, that is brilliant, dude. Oh,
I've got to bring this up. So that reminded me. So I had this theory back when I was drinking heavily that if you mixed vodka with Gatorade, or my favorite was coconut water, then you didn't wake up hungover. That was my theory. So you could stay hydrated, right? And it didn't work. But it was my crazy theory. So
crazy theory memes or crazy theory videos, right? Like, what's the craziest theory you have about drinking? Like, some people are like, so I'm gonna take some vitamins, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Okay, so straight up, I used to have raging backyard barbecues with my ex-wife when we lived in LA and our best friends who live walking distance from our house. And we would get loaded every weekend and just have the best time. And you wouldn't stay hydrated, but you wouldn't have as bad of a hangover if you pounded a huge water before you put the hammer down on your drinking. Your tongue's not stuck to the pillow the next day. You're still not perfect. So this is viral DNA potential. It's like, what's your best recipe for avoiding a hangover before you know you're going to drink? Here's mine, right? Like, that's great. And then that could be somewhere everybody starts to do that. I'm just one whiskey away. You know, that's cool.
When we were thinking about this before and talking about this before we started this show, and all of a sudden the ideas start flowing, right? I started, I'm one whiskey away from throwing up, right? I'm one whiskey away from mixing Gatorade with my.
Brett, you had a second part that you were going to come out with. What was that?
On the meme, the quote thing, you can do the animated lyric kind of thing where it flies in, but you could also do the little sound bar, the sound wave bar at the bottom. Right. So we know, there's sound to this, right? Something to trigger because it may not play automatically.
Yeah.
Something to trigger me that, oh, this is funny. There's also sound. Yes. Let me click on that because it has the animated volume bar or whatever. So you put that on this. So yes. It just means I'm like, hey, it's not just funny. I want to click on this.
That video, that sound bar plus the animated lyric thing. This is stuff I do all the time for corporate clients and stuff that I do in iMovie and I do with PicMonkey, right? This doesn't require even a freaking camera to get this done, to make people want to stop and watch and listen. Because with the quote thing, that's so freaking brilliant. You know, like, oh, you've got me hooked into the story. And it's a quote. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a quick 20-second story. It's perfect for short attention span theater. Brent, you might have just, that just happened. You might have just touched on something that needs to be added in with the interview segment. Like, this is the four or five pillars mm-hmm. of how to get to seven. We're cooking that stuff up right now. Right now. That yeah. is good, dude.
Yeah.
That is really that good. Great. What else we got? That's good.
It's just about unlimited, too. I mean, because how many quotes are there about a whiskey or scotch or whatever that are entertaining quotes? It's limitless. We were talking TikTok earlier. You were talking about the cocktail recipe. It could be, you know, you stitch your TikTok to the end of that, you know, recipe about whiskey or whatever. Or somebody doing something stupid and you're stitching on or duetting on the back going, he looks like he's one whiskey away from something. There are all those ways to kind of gorilla, you know, your stuff out there to people.
You could stitch those like animated quote videos at mm-hmm. the end, right?
Probably so, yeah.
I know this, when I shoot pool, okay? Like when we toured and I shot pool, I suck before I start drinking. And then I get into the zone. And then it's a very
one whiskey away from running the
I'm
table.
I'm one whiskey away from running the table. And I'm also one whiskey away from sucking again because it's a short window where now I can't shoot at all. Like there's just a sweet spot in there. I am freaking Fats Domino. And then I'm back to just Johnny who just can't shoot the broadside of a barn.
This just came to me. Okay. So you've seen, I'm sure you've seen the show Ridiculousness, right? With Rob Dyrdek and all the goofy videos and stuff like that, yeah, right? Yeah. If you have, it's hilarious. What about like a parody video, one whiskey away, and it's got like dude souping up his lawnmower, like jumping a bonfire or like a bunch of rednecks doing dumb shit?
Yeah.
Can I
yeah,
say?
Can yeah,
I,
you can.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? So like like 10 seconds of like Bubba doing jumping the lawnmower and then you get it, right?
Just so that goes back to the joke of like, what's the last thing a redneck says before he dies?
Hold my beer,
right? I'm just one whiskey away. And then like that even works even with the whiskey. I know it sounds disparate, but I think it still works because the idea mm-hmm. like happens. And then what's the last thing a redneck's friend says right before he dies? You're doing it, man. You're doing it. We got so much stuff. It could be totally just go viral. Like people just hop on this because they got their favorite story. The Fail Army needs a soundtrack, and that's it. The soundtrack for Fail Army is one whiskey away.
Yep.
Man, anybody got any last ones here?
Yeah, I got one. So it'd be another like TikTok or it could also be on Facebook, but it's an interactive thing. It's a question. It's like, all right, what's one thing that you punked out of? What's the thing you didn't do you wish you did? If you had that little extra nudge, you'd have done it and you wish you did. What is it? You know, it's go up, talk to that girl. It's break up with somebody.
So if you were one whiskey away, you would have done it.
I was just a whiskey away or a little nudge. It didn't have to even be whiskey, but what's the thing you didn't do that you wish you did? And then they provide all the interesting content, right? It's like, okay, now you tell me your interesting story. And that can be done as, you know, stitch or duet this, stitch this.
You know, I love
leave,
that.
Leave your story in the comments. Yeah. So, like, what did you not do that you wish you did?
That's brilliant, dude. Yeah.
Leave your story in the comments.
I was one whiskey away from jumping out of an airplane. I thought, nope. That's the exclamation point on one whiskey away. I'm just one whiskey away. Nope. Everybody's like, what's this hook? What's this hook? Like, what is this? This is so funny. And, oh, that's great. That's good. That's really good. we started this particular episode out of me telling you, like, all this stuff, as much as we could think of, without doing the video content challenge, from the guy, like, who invented the video content challenge. Okay, like, this is what we've come up with so far, and then look at how much farther we took it. Now, we've got a boatload of content that we will shoot, and I will present this to the climb community when we shoot it. A lot of it, it doesn't even involve a camera, not for nothing. This is low budge, super high level content that can get people listening to your hook. And I'm telling you, this hook is addictive. It's an earworm, man. It's like you hear it once or twice and you can't stop singing it. I find myself singing it sometimes. You're like, what the hell? Because I had to go through editing and listen to that thing. Damn you, Matt Bailey. But anyway, thank you so much. Thank you, as always, Brent, for doing this with me. And Matt Bailey, man, fantastic, brother. Like, I can't wait to shoot the next video with you. And I think you need to come back so we do the second video, because I want people to see consistency. I want them to see us talk about this and create this stuff. And then I want them to see me do it with you and see us execute it and be like, this is for real. And watch what happens to those numbers. Watch what happens to those numbers.
So, Matt, what you need to do when this episode drops is tell your people, like, ask your community, what are your favorite ideas? Let me know in the comments, especially if your post can have part of the hook in it, right? And then also just ask them for their best whiskey quotes.
Yeah.
You know, on a comment or a post that has the hook playing, give me your best whiskey quotes. I want to hear them. And then you turn that around and they're actually generating your content for you. And then you go and make the quote cards out of your favorites and that kind of stuff. So anyway, that's it. I'm done.
I think just a screen with one whiskey away from ... you know, leave your answer.
There you go. One whiskey away from a Netflix and chill. And then you do the jump shot where it's like you're sitting there alone with like five kids on the couch. And then it's like, oh. You know, and I mean, parents love their kids.
Not the same Netflix and chill as you, Johnny.
No, but that's the funny stuff that ends up on TikTok, though. You know what I mean? Because then they're like, we love our kids, but then they'll love to play on the fact that started with Netflix and chill. I was just one whiskey away. You sort of spin it like I was one whiskey away from complete freedom, and then I met her, and then we did this. And like, your life is great. You're not like disparaging it at all, but you're like, you're making fun of it, and every parent's like, oh yeah, I get that.
Oh yeah, it's relatable.
That's really good, man. And I think we got three really good things that could possibly go viral. So good job, guys. You send your song, your completed song, your completed track, and your lyrics. It doesn't matter if you had a lyric video out or a music video out already. If it's been out for a while and nobody's seen it, there is no album cycle anymore, people. That was broadcast. Yeah. So if nobody's seen it and it's been out for 10 years, it's new to everybody on the planet except for the 200 people that saw the video, right? So you got plenty of room to grow. And if it's worth it, it's good. It's a hook. Let's go do it. Let's go make it happen. And send that stuff in to Video Content Challenge, info@daredevilproduction.com. Put that in the subject line. And let's get you on the show and talk about what we can do with you. And then all you have to do is execute and make this stuff happen and watch the needle move. That's what we're talking about. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
Social media. Challenge accepted.